shall be your fantasy. I'll be your hope, I'll be your love, be everything that you need. I love you more with every breath, truly, madly, deeply do. I will be strong, I will be faithful, 'cause I'm counting on you.
Toronto, proudly broadcasting from the traditional territory of Mississaugas of the Credit, the Anishinaabeg, the Chippewa, the Haudenosaunee, and the Wendat peoples. 98.1 CHFI.
How do you feel about national anthems before every local sporting event, especially with anthems getting booed right now and sometimes even butchered by the performers? We'll share our thoughts coming up.
Yeah, man.
So we back in the club with our bodies rocking from side to side, side, side to side. Thank God the week is done. I feel like a zombie gone back to life, back, back to life. Hands up. Yeah, suddenly we all got our hands up. No control of my body. Ain't I seen you before? I think I remember though. Eyes, 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 eyes. 'Cause baby, tonight, no danger. Falling in love again. Yeah, baby, tonight, no danger.
like there's no tomorrow, that's just right now, 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 now. Hands up, when the music drops, we both put our hands up. Put your hands on my body, swear I've seen you before. I think I remember those eyes, 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 eyes.
It's the Pooja and Gurdeep Show. Mine is Pooja, still without a voice. Hard to put a timeline on these things. We hope you feel better. -9 is what you got to dress for at the moment.
This is the Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
On Toronto's perfect music mix.
98.1 CHFI.
Diving into a heavier topic than usual here on the Pooja and Gurdeep Show, but I'd love to get your thoughts on this. Is it time to get rid of the national anthem before local sporting events? I say yes. I've actually been on team get rid of the anthem for a while, but the reason this is kind of on the front burner right now is because of this pending trade war between Canada and the U.S. You're seeing the anthems getting booed, the opposing anthems. So, you know, the Canadian anthem got booed at an Ottawa Senators Nashville game in Nashville. The Star Spangled Banner is getting booed at Scotiabank mm-hmm. Arena and in other Canadian cities when American teams come in. And it's tough to hear. It's tough to watch. The whole thing with playing the anthem before sporting events, this all started in the 1940s during the Second World War, which mm-hmm. I completely get.
Yeah.
When there's an international event like war or something right. like that, I absolutely understand. It's about solidarity with the country, but it just sort of kind of got grandfathered in after that. But I'm wondering, do we need to be playing the anthem before every single local sporting event? Like, does an Edmonton Oilers Carolina Hurricanes game on a Tuesday night in January need both anthems?
So specific.
Before, you know what I mean? It's just yeah. so random. Like, do we need to hear both anthems?
I never thought about it till you brought it up, and it makes sense to not play them because it's something that's happening so regularly. It's not like on a world stage.
Yes. And I'm not, I hope you're not hearing this and thinking like, oh wow, these two are unpatriotic. It's not about that. We love Canada. We love where we're from. It's just, don't you think the anthems would be more special if they were reserved for the Olympics?
Right.
International competition. And maybe like, sure, the first Leaf game of the season or your local team, the playoff home games. You know, they're doing this four nations face off with the NHL mm-hmm. with Canada, US, Finland, and Sweden. That's international competition.
Yes.
It would carry more weight. It would have more meaning. What you get now is every year, you know, it goes viral on YouTube and you see it on Sportsnet when people butcher the anthems
mm-hmm.
because you're force feeding 82 anthems across multiple sports,
yeah.
thousands of times. It just loses meaning. It drags out the broadcast. And now you're seeing the anthems getting booed, which really just feels like sacrilege.
Yeah, and not okay. Yeah. But I never thought about it till you said it. So I see both sides of it. I see why people want the anthem there. I get why it doesn't make sense to maybe play it at just local events and more on like a world stage or international stuff. Yeah, I don't know how I really feel. I don't know if it would bother me either way, if we just left it or if we got rid of it.
And this is a very secondary argument, but all the leagues are trying to tighten up their games and their broadcasts right now because of shorter attention spans. Here's a way to shave about 5 to 7 minutes off the game if you right cut out these anthems. I know it's a controversial topic, but it's top of mind because of the trade war and watching it. In some cases, it's young kids. I think it was 17-year-old singing the anthem
right
got booed, which is just a traumatic experience.
Not okay.
That many people are booing.
Because how do you stop that, too? You can't stop the fans from booing.
Because then it becomes mob mentality as right well, right? So is it time to get rid of the national anthems before local sporting events? Steph and I say it is. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Give us a call, 416-872-CHFI.
You're all I ever wanted.
In Sync on the Pooja and Gurdeep Show, and coming up in the next block, the Lumineers are going to ho-hey for us. Stick around. We're also going to call
with CH5 traffic. I'm Eva Prajaskados. On the West 401 at James Snow Parkway, we've got one lane blocked because of a stalled tractor trailer. Westbound Bloor from Bedford to St. George closed off for construction. The rest of the routes moving pretty well. Warm up with Winterlicious. Indulge in Toronto's vibrant culinary scene with delicious dishes at a range of prices. January 31st to February 13th. Visit toronto.ca/winterlicious.
Imagine winning your share of $50,000.
Is this for real?
Now, imagine winning your share of $50,000, and it was easy.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Just listen to Win with CHFI Perfect Recall,
where every song you remember is worth cash.
And the more songs you recall, the more money you make. Listen to Win 5 times a day at 7, 8, 11, 1, and 4.
Jot down the songs and artists you hear when the window opens.
Then call to Win. Get your share of $50,000.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
From 98.1 CHFI.
Discover more value at Loblaws. Get family-sized bone-in, skinless chicken breasts, or split wings for $3.99 a pound and a 5-count bag of Farmer's Market avocados for $2.44. Offers end Wednesday. Conditions apply. See flyer for details.
We all know things tend to break when you need them most, like your furnace breaking down in the middle of a cold snap. That's why Enercare is offering a free furnace checkup for homeowners in the GTA. That's a $99 value. If your furnace has any issues, our Enercare experts can fix it, or we can get you a new one as soon as the next day. Don't get stuck shivering. Keep your home comfortable with Enercare. Terms and conditions apply. Visit Enercare.ca.
Enercare, experts at home.
Happy Chinese New Year! Celebrate the year of the snake at Mandarin with a festive feast for you and your loved ones. Delight your taste buds with delicious dumplings like hagao, silmai, beef pot stickers, and more. Plus, indulge with traditional Chinese New Year desserts. Featured on dine-in, takeout, and delivery. Mandarin, where Chinese New Year traditions come alive with every dish.
A celebration of taste, Mandarin.
Book your celebrations of good fortune now.
With MSC Cruises, discover big on a mini getaway or treat yourself to a week-long vacation. For a limited time, book now and enjoy up to 35% off cruises, plus kids sail free. Sail to the turquoise waters of the Bahamas with stops at our private island, Ocean Key MSC Marine Reserve, or experience the beauty of the Caribbean and more destinations. MSC Cruises, for a greater beauty. To book, visit msccruises.com or contact your travel advisor. Restrictions apply. Ships registered in Panama and Malta.
Ah, at last, the Subaru winter is here. It's the perfect weather for the beach. Feel the sun's rays on the small amount of skin peeking out of your ski mask. Put on your beach puffer and hear the sound of the waves crashing over the chatter of your teeth. Get out there in winter like it's summer with standard symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive and advanced safety systems. Visit your local Subaru dealer today.
Get groceries delivered across the GTA from Real Canadian Superstore with PC Express. Shop online for super prices and super savings. Try it today and get up to $75 in PC Optimum points. Visit superstore.ca to get started.
The Mix and Match event is on at Sleep Country. That's good news if you're looking for a mattress that's a little firmer, plushier, cozier, cooler, or a pillow that truly matches your vibe, your tastes, your needs, your sleep. Everyone's sleeping needs are unique, so it's time to get mixing and matching. During our Mix and Match event, enjoy hot prices, like a Distinction Twin mattress from only $429. But hurry up, this offer is until Sunday only. Restrictions apply. Speak to a sleep expert for details, only at Sleep Country.
Avril Lavigne presents the greatest hit tour. Avril Lavigne, live in concert in Niagara Falls. OLG stage at Falls View Casino, June 4th and 5th. With special guests Fifi Dobson and We the Kings. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster. For more, visit avrillavigne.com.
We all have things we worry about, but when we know trouble is headed our way, we need a fighter. Someone who protects us, our jobs, and our families. That's Premier Doug Ford. When Ottawa descended into chaos, he stood up for us.
Now taking Trump on tonight, Ontario Premier Doug Ford.
The next 4 years won't be easy. There's big decisions ahead, and there's only one leader to protect Ontario. That's Premier Doug Ford. A message from the Ontario PC Party.
At Great Wolf Lodge, your whole family can go on an adventure. Splash away in our water park and bowl a perfect score with your pack. And mix game time with family time. And at Great Wolf Lodge, all this excitement is just a short drive away. So bring the pack together and learn more at greatwolf.com and strengthen the pack.
It's the luxurious customer favorite and bestseller. Save over 45% at TSC on L'Occitane Shea Body Care Kit. Today's showstopper at TSC.ca.
Waking up with the Pooja and Radeep Show.
With Toronto's perfect music mix and home of the no repeat guarantee. 98.1 CHFI.
Good morning. So should we be saving the national anthem for big international competition and not, you know, every local sporting event? We're getting to your thoughts, your calls and texts coming up.
Hey! I've been trying to do it right. Hey! I've been living a lonely life. Hey! I've been sleeping here instead. Hey! I've been sleeping in my bed. Hey! Sleeping in my bed. So show me family, all the blood that I will bleed. I don't know where I belong, I don't know where I went wrong, but I can write a song. I belong with you, you belong with me, you're my sweet home. I belong with you, you belong with me.
It's the Pooja and Gurdeep Show. Good morning. Right now, a dress for -9. We should get up to 2 degrees today. However, there is a risk of freezing drizzle this morning, so just be on the lookout.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
On Toronto's perfect music mix.
98.1 CHFI.
Is it time to shelve the national anthem specifically before local sporting events? I'm talking like the Leaf game, the Raptors game. Keep it for the big international competitions, the Olympics, the World Cup, etc. What do you think? Let's go to Seema in Toronto.
Probably take a break, but I remember, and I'm old enough to remember, when we played the national anthem at assemblies or all kinds of events, and I missed it. Mm-hmm. I really, really missed it.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. I love the anthem, and I almost want the opportunity to miss it a little bit because I hear it before every Jays game, every Leafs game, every Raptors game, every Argos game, and on and on and on. I want the opportunity to miss it so that when it plays at the Four Nations Face-Off or the World Cup or Canada at the Olympics or the World Championship, that it hits different, that it means something to me when I hear it. Do you know what I mean?
You know what? I totally know what you mean. And maybe it would be good for all of us to miss it.
Right, right. What's the
maybe
saying?
Maybe it would be good for the Americans to miss it.
Yeah, absence makes the heart grow fonder. Yeah. Seema, I appreciate your thoughts. Thank you so much for taking the time.
You're very welcome. Have a good day.
A divisive topic for sure here. Let's go to Cheryl in Newmarket. What do you think?
Definitely not. Definitely not.
How come?
Especially with what's going on now, we should use our anthem every opportunity you get. Every opportunity we get, we should use it. It is equivalent to praying. And since it's praying is obsolete now, nobody wants anybody to pray in public, use our anthem. And the anthem is very nice. You know, if you listen to the words of the Canadian anthem, it just hits you in your heart. I think we should never get rid of the Canadian anthem in no capacity at all.
How do you feel, Cheryl, when you hear the Canadian anthem getting booed in the U.S. and you hear the U.S. anthem getting booed in Canada?
You know what? We just have to deal with the boos. The boos are the minority, you know. So we just have to let the boos know that if you boo the Canadian anthem, there is some repercussional measures, for use of a better word. It's like booing purr. No. But if you know I love you. I love you to the bone, but I have to disagree with this one.
Hey, that's okay. Listen, I bring this up, and I knew there was going to be calls and thoughts on both sides. It's a controversial topic. I get it. But, Cheryl, I really appreciate your thoughts, and I feel the passion in your voice. So thank you for taking the time to share your thoughts.
Thank you very much. Good evening. You take care, sweetie. Bye-bye.
I love that. Okay, well done. Thank you for sharing. You can keep your thoughts coming at 981-981. Text coming in saying, I don't think they need to play the anthem before a local sporting match. The teams represent a city, not the entire country. That's a very good point. Let's go to Danny in Georgetown. What do you think?
Yeah, let's just play the home team. Like, we don't need to play both. And then they wouldn't boo the away team, right? So if they just played the home team anthem, so just right. One anthem per game, then I think that's perfect, really.
Maybe that's, because for some people, getting rid of the anthems is a bridge too far. Maybe this is the compromise. Right. Maybe you just play the anthem of the country in which the game is being played.
Exactly. And then there's no booing, right?
Okay, this feels like compromise. You're the first person to suggest that. I like that, Danny. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Okay, that's maybe the best idea I've heard all morning, and maybe it's the best compromise. Just play the anthem of the host nation. If there's a game in Toronto or Ottawa or Edmonton or Montreal, you play the Canadian anthem. If it's a game in the States, you play the Star Spangled
Banner. I don't know what the answer is. My mind went back and forth all morning.
Well, some very convincing people. Yeah.
It's like, yes, no, yes, no. I don't know. I don't know how I would feel.
Hallmarks of a healthy debate.
Yeah.
Then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong, and I grew strong, and I learned how to get along. And saw your back from out of space. I just walked in to find you here with that look upon your face. I should have changed that stupid lock. I should have made you leave your key. If I'd have known for just 1 second you'd be back to bother me, why now go? Walk out. You're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to hurt me with the bite? You think I crumbled? You think I'd lay down and die? Oh, no, not I. I will survive. Oh, as long as I know how to love, I know I'll be alive. I've got all my life to live. I've got all my love to give. And I'll survive. I will survive. Hey.
Good morning, it's the Pooja and Gurdeep Show, so we have two more. Four pairs of Billy Joel tickets March 15th at the Rogers Center. We're going to give away one of these pairs coming up at 6 o'clock with Bleep Bloop, so don't go anywhere.
This isn't one of your bad dreams, so don't lose control yet.
We want to show you the...
Good morning, it's the Pooja and Gurdeep Show. So we have two more pairs of Billy Joel tickets March 15th at the Rogers Center. We're going to give away one of these pairs coming up at 6 o'clock with Bleep Bloop, so don't go anywhere.
This isn't one of your bad dreams, so don't lose control yet.
We want to show you the
four pairs of Billy Joel tickets March 15th at the Rogers Center. We're going to give away one of these pairs coming up at 6 o'clock with Bleep Bloop, so don't go anywhere.
This isn't one of your bad dreams, so don't lose control yet.
We want to show you the door. To your next big show.
All the way in Chicago.
Flights and hotel included.
Hi, everyone. It's Teddy Swims.
Teddy Swims!
See Teddy Swims live in Chicago on July 8th.
Download the new Seeker.
Next big show. All the way in Chicago.
Flights and hotel included.
Hi, everyone. It's Teddy Swims.
Teddy Swims!
See Teddy Swims live in Chicago.
Good morning. So here's a question for you. If you're hosting a birthday dinner for friends, is it assumed that you'll pay for all those said friends? Or does everyone pay for their own plate? We're going to dive into this coming up after Backstreet Boys.
Can't you see?
Backstreet Boys and the Pooja and Gurdeep Show, 5:37. It feels like -9 right now.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show on 98.1 CHFI.
Okay, so January is basically a month of hibernation. No one wants to do anything. It's cold. You're spent financially and emotionally from Christmas. I think now people are starting to come out of their shells a little bit. Social things are happening again. And I'm wondering, Steph, if you are hosting a birthday dinner at a restaurant, is it assumed that you will pay for all your guests? This is a social question.
Okay, do you want to hear my scenario?
I feel like you'd have a story for this.
I do have a story for this.
You have a story for everything.
I do. Okay, so in October, it was my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And my boyfriend said, hey, okay, let's invite all your friends and go out for dinner. And I said, cool. I said, you know, if you do that, you're paying for everybody, right? And he's like, no, I'm not. I'm like, yeah, you are. So then we didn't go out for dinner.
Oh, so that
we just had
next.
Everybody over at my house.
Yeah, I'm with you. If your partner organizes a birthday dinner for you, you're sort of under the soft assumption as one of the friends attending that,
right.
Like, okay, Steph and her partner are covering this.
Right. So now it's his birthday coming up in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
And I want to do something really big for him. It's his 50th. So
ooh,
he's
milestone.
Having like a big, like, I want to do a big birthday party. But at the same time, now, that's how I am. That's how we grew up in Italian background. You pay for everything. If you're hosting it, you're paying. So now I want to invite everybody and I know that I have to pay for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But then as I'm talking to people about this, they're like, why are you paying for everything? And I'm like, because I'm having the birthday party.
You're hosting it. You're going to do this at a restaurant?
Yeah, I'm going to do, I think. Then the other scenario where we're having this conversation is, well, how come when I go with my girlfriends, we're just like, hey, let's go for dinner. And then we all go and everyone pays their own. And then whoever's birthday it is, they pay. So I'm like stuck. I'm like, I'm not going to ask people to pay. That's not how I am.
Yeah,
but am I assuming that I'm paying?
I think this is really cultural because you said Italian. This is when you brought up Indian and Italian are very similar. Like same thing. Like anytime, you know, if my mom hosted a party for my dad's birthday when we were younger, like, yes, of course, we made the booking, we made the reservation.
Right, you're inviting everyone.
You're covering the bill, and then, you know, when it's another couple's turn, they take the, they cover it off. But I think part of this comes down to being single or having a partner, because if, like, for me, for example, I'm not a big birthday guy, and I don't have a partner, so when it's my birthday, if my friend's like, ah, come on, let's go out for dinner for your birthday, I'll be like, ah, right. In that scenario, they're probably all chipping in to cover my plate.
However, you guys are having a conversation about it. You're planning it together. I guess you kind of know, right? Like they're bringing you out.
Yes. However, if my scenario changes and I have a partner and then she plans my next birthday dinner and invites a bunch of my friends, well, guess what? Then we're paying.
But why?
I don't know why. I can't tell you why.
I mean,
but
that's why I'm like, I know I'm going to. Like, that's, but why?
It's just the social and cultural, the weight of the social and cultural expectation. And maybe, look, maybe we're wrong. You and I, again, are Italian and Indian.
Right.
So, like, maybe this is just us.
Maybe the guilt.
Guilt. It's the cultural guilt instilled upon us by our parents. Maybe you're listening to this, shaking your head, going, no, this is completely wrong. You tell us, here's the question, if you're hosting a birthday dinner at a restaurant, is it assumed that you will pay for all your guests? Call us right now, 416-872-CHFI.
Stay with me.
I love-
poker face. Poker face. Poker face. Chicken the casino, take your bank before I pay you out. I promise this, promise this, check this in, cause I'm mom.
By traffic, I'm Eva Fragiscato. Some good news. Westbound 401 west of James Snow Parkway. All the problems there have cleared away. Eastbound 401, no major issues at this time. The Gardner Expressway, QEW also moving pretty well. Westbound Bloor from Bedford to St. George, that is still closed off because of ongoing construction. Get out and winter with standard symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive. Visit your local Subaru dealer to book a test drive today.
Imagine winning your share of $50,000.
Is this for real?
Now, imagine winning your share of $50,000, and it was easy.
Oh, my God, that's crazy.
Just listen to Win with CHFI Perfect Recall,
where every song you remember is worth cash.
And the more songs you recall, the more money you make. Listen to Win 5 times a day at 7, 8, 11, 1, and 4.
Jot down the songs and artists you hear when the window opens.
Then call to Win. Get your share of $50,000.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
From 98.1 CHFI.
What's your name?
What's your name?
What's your name? If your name is Alex or Carmen, Booster Juice has a free smoothie, fresh juice, or booster mixer with your name on it. Valid today only with your Booster Rewards app.
With the big game just around the corner, your local Metro is here to help you tackle the menu without breaking the bank. Run all your favorite plays from chili to nachos, or even handmade burgers with lean ground beef for only $3.99 per pound. Or call a quick audible and pop an irresistible brand frozen pizza in the oven for only $2.99 each. No matter what you plan on serving up for your big game spread, your Metro is your go-to for big savings. Shop now at your local Metro or online at metro.ca. Sale ends February 9th.
Romance is calling, and so are the savings with iTravel2000.com sweetheart deals on Valentine's vacation. Starting at only $949 per person, you and your special someone can unwind with all-inclusive luxury from sunset strolls to dinners on the beach. Don't wait. Book today at iTravel2000.com and celebrate love in paradise. Certain conditions apply. Visit website for full details.
Hi, this is Valerie at Martin Daniel Interiors. Every time I return from a buying trip in Europe, I'm bursting with ideas. You'll be inspired too by visiting our in-store design center and four beautiful furniture galleries. Each gallery has its own trend-setting European furniture and accessories. I adore my store. We're at Steeles east of Kiel and martindanielinteriors.com.
Save up to 50% at Martin Daniel Interiors annual winter sale on now.
Wealthsimple's Big Winter Bundle is our best match offer yet. Get a 2% match when you transfer over an eligible RRSP. For a $50,000 transfer, that's a $1,000 cash bonus. Enough to buy a fancy parka, a ticket to somewhere you don't need a fancy parka, or just be responsible and top up your retirement fund. Plus, move any other eligible account and we'll give you a 1% match. Minimum $15,000 transfer. Register by March 15th. Additional terms apply. Learn more at wealthsimple.com/match.
Longing for thick, healthy, gorgeous hair? Hair Volume from New Nordic is trusted by millions of women around the world. With clinically proven ingredients like apple extract, biotin, and millet, Hair Volume nourishes your hair follicles to promote thicker, healthier-looking hair. Say goodbye to shedding, thin, and dull hair, and hello to thick, healthy hair with Hair Volume. Available as a tablet or gummy, Hair Volume is available at Shoppers Drug Mart, Walmart, Loblaws, and London Drugs, or online at Amazon and newnordic.ca.
By 2050, new cancer cases are projected to rise by 77%. It's why the Princess Margaret is reigniting our commitment to transform cancer outcomes in a quest we call Carry the Fire. But we can't achieve this alone. We need your help. Together, let's carry the fire for a world free from the fear of cancer and give every cancer patient brighter tomorrows. Donate to the Princess Margaret Cancer Foundation at carrythefire.ca.
You might not think much about how a strong Canadian oil and gas industry affects your daily life. From getting where we need to go, to essentials we need delivered, to things we rely on to keep society running. But what if that system suddenly stopped working? How much would you miss the time when you didn't have to think about it? See how we're helping Canada run smoothly at Synovus.com.
Take that, boredom. Hotel X brings the fun from Family Day weekend to March break. Escape to a resort right here in the city. Complete with a totally awesome retro arcade, rooftop heated pool, spa, movie theater, and more. Do it all. Book today at HotelXToronto.com.
Mondays on City TV.
I'm excited to get engaged. I'm excited to be with my person.
Grant is on a journey to find his wife.
Grant is everything a girl would want in their future husband.
But the competition is fierce.
One of these women is being deceitful.
You backstab me.
Who will fight the hardest to win his heart?
How much attention do you need?
I shot my shot.
I guess I'm crazy and evil.
The Bachelor. Mondays, 8, 7 Central on City TV. Or stream it on City TV Plus.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
On 98.1 CHFI.
Toronto's perfect music mix.
When you call my name, it's like a
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show presents What Day Is It? On 98.1 CHFI.
Steph, I barely slept last night.
Why?
Okay, so I got up to pee at 1 a.m. because that's the regular thing
TMI.
Now, apparently. Well, yeah, I mean, welcome to middle age. This is something that started sporadically.
I'm going to knock on wood because I always hear this and I remember my mom saying this and I don't do this yet.
Okay, it's not an every night thing, but like I did drink a glass of water before bed last night. So I kind of knew as I was drinking, I'm like, oh, this might be a, and sure enough, it was.
Okay.
So I make a point of not turning on the lights if I have to get up to go to the bathroom because I don't want it to really wake me up.
Right.
So if anything, I'll use my phone flashlight or just kind of go from memory. So go to the bathroom successfully, come back as I'm walking back to the bed, lights off. Everyone said, get a humidifier. Get the humidifier. I've got the humidifier beside my bed.
Okay.
And I hit it with my foot and it tips over. 4 liters of water.
Wow, that's a big humidifier.
I bought the expensive one off Amazon. Get the 4 liter one. You won't have to fill it up. And I just filled it up. So it was full. 4 liters all over the ground. I slipped, wiped out.
Oh,
now I'm in it.
Is there video footage of that?
Honestly, I wish there was because then I could laugh at it. So 4 liters. I went through 2 rolls of paper towel. There was still water everywhere. It's under my bed, beside my bed.
Still?
No, not now.
Oh, like, this I was
is
like,
as,
wow.
it, as it happened. There's probably still is some under my bed because I couldn't reach all of it. I have all my electronics, like a lot of you do, plugged in beside your bed. So my iPhone charger, my Apple Watch charger, my subwoofer. Yeah, I have a subwoofer beside my bed because I got a TV put in there. They're all taken aback.
Wow.
It took me half an hour with lights on to clean it up. I used 2 towels, two like bath towels, 2 rolls of paper towel. And now it's like 1:45. My alarm goes off at 3:15. I sat there because I'm, you know, my heart's pounding. I'm like, you know, you do that with the lights on. I sat there for the next hour and a half until my alarm went off.
Oh no!
So I've been up since 1:15 this morning.
Ew!
Because I drank a glass of water before bed and knocked over my humidifier.
Can I ask, what was coffee doing this whole time?
Just on the, she was completely unbothered. Completely
was
unbothered.
Was she on your bed?
On my bed.
Just watching?
Just watching, like, what are you doing, bro?
So she was like Rose, and she just, you were Jack.
Pretty much.
She didn't help?
I'm like, can I get on there? It's like, nope, there's plenty of space, but
nope. Oh, no. Okay, yeah. So now what are you going to do, knowing that this could be a
problem? Go home
you-
and sleep.
No, I know.
I'm going to have to move the humidifier. Yeah. I guess I didn't put it in the best place. Get the humidifier. You're going to need the humidifier. It gets dry.
I want to feel bad for you, and I do a little bit, but I really wish there was video footage.
I know, me too. It would have been a little... Like, knocking it over and then wiping out in it.
Oh, yeah, and then
I had to take off my clothes because they were wet. So I was also doing this, like, mostly cleaning it up, mostly, like, unclothed, which is also hilarious.
So by, like, 7:30 this morning, you're going to be already half asleep.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, good. Can't wait.
Hopefully, you're having a better Thursday than me. Serenity now. Okay, look, we have Billy Joel tickets for you. That'll cheer you up. Billy Joel tickets coming your way. Steph and I are bleep blooping. But first, 1:01, let's get your news with Eva.
Good morning. The weather will impact your commute today. Widespread light snow is expected across the GTA with the chance of heavier amounts at times with freezing rain mixing in, especially in the west of the city this morning. Flurries will return tonight and a big system is expected to impact drivers on Saturday. All 4 of the main provincial party leaders are campaigning outside the GTA today on the 9th day of the campaign. PC leader Doug Ford will be in Waterloo. NDP leader Merritt Stiles will stop in Hamilton and Sault Ste. Marie. Liberal leader Bonnie Crombie will head to North Bay and Green Party leader Mike Schreiner will be in Guelph and Hamilton. A worldwide Bob Marley sing-along is being held today in honor of the legendary singer-songwriter's 80th birthday. The live stream is planned for this morning from the Co-op Live Arena in Manchester, England. In sports, Raptors lost to the Grizzlies 138-107. Leafs take on Seattle tonight at 10. CHFI weather. Today, snow with rain and freezing rain mixing in, and then mostly cloudy and windy with a high of 2 degrees. Tonight, windy with flurries, a low of -7, wind chill -15. On Friday, flurries in the morning, sun and cloud, and a high of -4. Right now, it's -4, feels like -8. On the eastbound 401, it's starting to fill in from the 410 to east of Dixie and the collectors. We've got some snow moving in on some of the routes, so those flurries will definitely slow down your commute this morning. So keep that in mind when heading out the door. South 410 out of Brampton already filling in south of Mayfield to south of Queen.
The The one and only Billy Joel is coming to the Rogers Center just over a month from now, March 15th. We got two pairs left to hook you up with. Steph and I are giving one away. We're bleep blooping after Kelly Clarkson.